You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to this day in history with Benjamin J. Goldson.
Yes, this day in history, going back to 1945, for the formation of the Allied Control Council, which was sort of the body that would rule over Germany after World War II, which of course started in 1939 with the German invasion of Poland.
The responsibility lies on the shoulders of one man. By his latest act of naked aggression, Hitler has committed a crime not only against Poland, but against the whole human race. Against the mothers and children leaving the cities of Britain under the great evacuation scheme with a smoothness and speed that avoids a single accident or delay. As they start out on what to them is the great adventure, already German troops, guns and planes have crossed the Polish border to kill and to destroy. So Britain prepares to fight, and never in our history have we been so united in a knowledge that our cause is just. We have no material interest in the quarrel between Germany and Poland, but we shall be fighting for something which is vital to our life and to the life of all civilized people. For in a world where the rights of the weak and the honor of the pledged word can be overruled by the high hand of military power, there is no tolerable life for nations or for peoples. So in spite of our hatred of war, we must meet force with force. And as our children move from the crowded cities to the kind care of newfound friends in safer places, what a tragic contrast to the preparations for the horrible struggle that may lie ahead.
Yes, and Britain would soon find itself pretty much alone after the fall of France, fighting against the Germans, that is. But they would then be joined first by Russia when...
Let's go.
Just jumping in there.
Yep.
When Germany invaded Russia in 1941, then
big
followed
mistake.
By... Well, it wasn't that big of a mistake. They did all right for about a year.
Yeah, and then they got steamrolled. Anyway,
And then that they were... Thanks for that. That's Mary Margaret there. Yeah. Tuesday Wire.
So Tuesday Wire doesn't have this kind of
and Thursday,
historical
and
knowledge.
Should we break the news live on air that Thursday Wire next week? Not going to have Lachlan.
Make a cameo.
Yeah. More than a cameo.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt your segment. Just keep going.
Yeah, anyway, so later in 1941, America also entered World War II with the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Boo. That's
Who are you booing there?
I'm booing America.
No, okay.
Shit, that's so old.
Empire of Japan.
Yep. Okay, well, anyway.
The December disaster at Pearl Harbor. This is how the great American naval base looked after waves of Japanese bombers had carried out their stab in the back raid. The battleship Arizona and four other warships destroyed. The air base on the island and large numbers of aircraft bombed and burnt out in one devastating, treacherous blow. Japan's vicious attempt to cripple the American Pacific Fleet before any declaration of war. Taken by surprise, the fighter aircraft at Hickam Field and Wheeler Field had little chance of engaging the enemy bombers, who were thus able to wreak their destruction almost unhampered. In that hard blow which brought America into the war, perished the warships Arizona, Oklahoma, Utah, Downs, and Cassin. For a long time, the Japanese warlords had planned this lightning stroke. When the time came, the yellow fever swept over the Pacific Ocean, and today we begin to realize that what we call the Far East is as close to us as the rest of this war. The Pacific Ocean is 66.5 million square miles of water, and in that area, the second half of this world war is taking place. The Japanese may have broken a great naval base, but the same hard knock did more than that. It united a nation overnight. Remember, Pearl Harbor became the battle cry of America. Isolationists vanished into thin air, and 132 million people squared their shoulders and fell in behind their fighting president. The one-time home of a mighty fleet presents a sorry sight indeed. It was the hinge of United States naval strategy. The only base west of San Diego where its navy could be sheltered, fueled, and repaired in wartime. with a heavy burden on her shoulders, America came into the war. But these pictures make good propaganda. A 100% war effort is the answer. Remember Pearl Harbor. We in Britain have also lost a key position. Remember Singapore. That battle of Britain's spirit is wanted back, and it's wanted back in the right places everywhere. No easy conquest of a savage foe, but by the efforts of the whole and not the few, will come the vengeance for a heavy blow. A lot of people in our combined ranks have got to wake up, so that out of the fiery wreckage, which is a perpetual monument to incompetence and complacency, will emerge the men necessary to convert defeat into victory. What has been lost has got to be rebuilt, regained, revenged.
So yes, along with the entry of America into World War II, the German invasion into Russia would stall after about a year. And it's debatable when it really, you know, reversed, but I think it's generally agreed, especially that's the one that people know, is that it all sort of turned bad for the Germans at Stalingrad, which was a city in South Russia.
Really? Was it in Russia with a name like that?
Well, you know, there was also the Soviet Union, Lachlan, which isn't Russia.
Yeah,
you
right.
Have
okay.
Things named we after. Well, it's yep. important. No, I don't want to get people calling me out.
Semantics.
So, wank jokes.
The Russian ring closes round the 6th German Army at Stalingrad. The great liberation offensive bears down on 22 trapped Nazi divisions representing 330,000 doomed men. The end of 163 days of siege. The history of warfare has never known such an encirclement and annihilation of so large a number of regular troops. Hundreds of thousands of bodies lie frozen in and around the city. Almost as many died of the appalling conditions of the last few weeks. They rot in the land which they wanted to enslave. Field Marshal Paulus's army has been eaten away by the Soviet forces, and now nothing remains of it. The twisted, disordered relics of an army committed to destruction by Adolf Hitler. Before the final surrender, the advance line of this legion of lost men was strung out across the open spaces, once the residential quarters of workers' settlements. General Rokossovsky, Marshal Voronov, and General Batov. Three names which will live in the immortal story of Stalingrad. Marshal Voronov, representative of the High Command, figured prominently in the dramatic capture of Paulus. Russian gunners firing point blank over open sights at the remaining points of enemy resistance. Amazing pictures which show the final hours of fighting in Stalingrad as the last strongholds are silenced.
That was part one of This Day in History. Part two will be right back after a quick break.
Good morning!
95 BFM presents The Breeders, December 11th at the Power Station. Treasures, icons, legends, The Breeders are returning to Auckland, performing their classics and material from acclaimed new album, All Nerve. Breeders, December 11th at the Power Station.
Tickets on sale Friday from Ticketmaster.
The award-winning Pacific Heights are back with a brand new album, A Lost Light. Founding member of New Zealand Icons Shapeshifter and producer of acts like The Adults and Drax Project, Devon Abrams takes you on a journey through a vivid dreamscape. Pacific Heights' new album, A Lost Light, available to stream or download tomorrow.
I should be a DJ. It's just choosing songs, and I'm so good at choosing.
Whoa! Reckon you've got what it takes to select an excellent tune? Ready to make the call? Listen in to 95BFM Breakfast every weekday. Text in your pick for Final Call, Breakfast's final track of the day, and be in to win a Yui Boom every week thanks to our mates at Orcon Broadband. Plus, all the choicest tunes live on in the 95BFM Final Call Spotify playlist. Many make the call, few are chosen.
Traffic on the Western Motorway is, it's pretty rough actually, southbound this evening. Wow, really? Okay, avoid that one. Tristram Ave? Nope, no, okay, well, traffic is, maybe sit this one out, hey?
The 95BFM Traffic Report, every weekday on Breakfast and Drive, reminding you why it's better just to take the bus. The 95BFM Traffic Report, thanks to Skybus, Airport Express. Book online and save, skybus.co.nz.
Anyway, we now return to this day in history. When we left off, the Germans had lost the Battle of Stalingrad, and since then had been steadily pushed back all the way to the capital of Berlin.
At last, those long-awaited first pictures from Berlin. The Brandenburg Gate near the Tiergarten is the heart of the city. Victorious Russian troops walked through the rubble where the Nazis made their last stand. Berlin unfolds beneath the camera of a reconnaissance aircraft as the Reich capital falls to the Russians. Not enough buildings were left to house Russian generals and their staffs. Burning buildings in the Wilhelmstrasse and Unter den Linden make a funeral pyre for the city which Hitler once boasted would never capitulate. Unter den Linden, where the goose step used to swagger, is now ground into the dust. German government buildings, the Reichstag, Hitler's palace, the Reich Chancellery, have been battered into ruin by Russian field guns and RAF bombers. The Adlon houses Red Army men, and the Wilhelmstrasse is a street of empty husks of buildings. A hammer and sickle flies over the Borsig Palace. Men from the great steppes, from Stalingrad and Siberia, have come a long way. This was Ivan's VE Day.
Yes, and following that VE Day, Germany would be partitioned between the various Allied powers, which would govern, with some sort of conflict as the Cold War went on, under an entity called the Allied Control Council, which came into effect on this day in history, 1945.
Members of the Allied Control Commission for Germany arrive at Marshal Zhukov's headquarters in Berlin to sign the joint agreement. General Eisenhower is on hand to represent the United States. Marshal Zhukov makes it official for Russia, and Monty adds his signature for Britain. The next to ratify the agreement is France's General de Tassigny, who is followed by our own Ike. Official British pictures of the men who will control the post-war destiny of Germany.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.